You carefully untie the string holding the bundle of letters and begin to examine them one by one. Most are replies from antique dealers and numismatists from different cities. As you read through them, a pattern quickly emerges. We unfortunately cannot comment on the origin of these coins based on your description. Although your discovery seems intriguing, we are unable to value or purchase artifacts of such uncertain provenance. These polite but firm refusals repeat, testifying to Cassidy's difficulty in finding a buyer for his mysterious gold coins. Your interest is piqued when you come across two more recent letters, signed by a certain Victor Averill, collector and antique dealer, residing at 805 Babson Street in Innsmouth. The first letter reads as follows, dated March the 12th, 1926. Dear Mr. Cassidy, I acknowledge the receipt of your letter concerning the gold coins you discovered. Your description is fascinating and, I must admit, very intriguing. The motifs you describe do not correspond to any known minting to my knowledge. However, to be able to proceed with an accurate valuation, I would need to examine at least one of these coins. Would it be possible for you to send me a specimen? Awaiting your reply, I remain at your disposal for any questions. Sincerely, Victor Averill. The second letter, dated April the 8th, 1926, is even more revealing. Dear Mr. Cassidy, thank you for sending the pencil rubbing of one of your coins. This document is extremely interesting and only confirms my initial intuition. These artifacts are of great rarity and potentially considerable value. In view of these elements, I am very interested in acquiring your collection. However, to establish a fair market value for all the coins, it would be preferable for us to meet in person. Would it be possible to arrange a meeting in the coming days? I am prepared to travel to your lighthouse if necessary. Awaiting your reply, I remain, dear sir, sincerely, Victor Averill. These letters shed new light on the situation, suggesting that a certain Cassidy was on the verge of concluding a potentially important transaction.